I know that it can only be the Steve Cochran Show.
Steve Cochran Show. 8:46. One of the great people anywhere has appeared in our studio.
Ann
Johnsos is here.
Oh, Ann's here. Ann,
how are you?
Hi, Ann.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Nice to see you.
It's my last time in the Showcase studio.
Yeah.
Right. Remember when we reopened it?
Yes, I do.
Yes, right.
It's like the catacombs.
Ann Johnsos has a book out about her momdom and her kiddom, and it's called?
Potty Mouthed, Big Thoughts from Little Brains.
Yeah, so we'll get more into that in a second, but what starts a fight in your house with Clark, your husband?
I heard earlier gas. Gas is a thing.
All right, gas.
For sure.
But that's an easy one.
I know.
Come on, there's got to be something. Is it tone of voice? Is there a power phrase? Is it what we talked about before where, hey, calm down.
Dishwasher.
There's so much dishwasher stuff in here. Yeah. 224, my wife leaves dishes in the sink when the dishwasher is 6 inches away.
I do that.
We argue over the word ground. Ground is only outside floor. Ground is only outside. Floor is inside. Even when the newsroom says the body was found on the ground in the hallway of the house, makes me want to scream. I think if you're having a fight over this, there may be a couple bigger issues.
Or none at all. If you're looking for that for a fight.
Here's how the fight starts in the 630. Honey, how was your day?
Now there are some issues.
262. Lending our lawnmower, not your lawnmower, weekly to the neighbor who prefers to cut her grass in a bikini.
I call that smart.
Isn't that just being neighborly?
Hey, I'm just trying to help. Veronica has got to cut her grass as well.
Such a neighbor name. Nailed the neighbor name.
847, my wife of 34 years will open a drawer or cabinet door and not close it all the way. Drives me crazy. One time I took all the cabinet doors off in the kitchen. Told her, well, you're not going to close them. We don't need to have them.
Passive aggressive.
That's more aggressive aggressive.
It's aggressive aggressive.
847, my wife drinks all the vodka before I get home.
Wait, is that Karen Ennett?
Oh, you know what?
Yeah,
I was so happy to see you a few moments ago.
815, husband's intimidated by his older sibs. The relative fights, right? That's the car ride home.
Yeah.
You know, where you chime in on the brothers or sisters, and it's blood is thicker than water. I remember having a disagreement about that. Ooh, not good.
Not good.
There's no win.
I can rip on my brother.
But right. not your but wife.
You want other people ripping on
starts,
your brother.
If she, I'll be like, that's it.
No.
630.
My lazy brother.
630, I bought another guitar. Hey, it could have been a boat. 779, nothing starts a fight at my place. I'm now living alone. Cleared up that problem. 312, prior to the dishes entering the dishwasher, do the dishes belong in the sink or on the side of the sink?
Just in the dishwasher.
Yeah, just go ahead and put them in the dishwasher.
Put them right in there. Yeah.
773, World War III starts when I put the toilet paper over the back instead of on the front. Over the back, so that's under.
What?
As opposed to over.
This is an age-old argument.
This is an Ann Landers, Dear Abby thing, like in the 70s.
There are ancient scribes who drew paper rolls like that. Yeah, it's over, not under.
I just feel like when I hear those arguments, I'm like, well, I'm very zen. I feel like I'm very progressive. I don't have those arguments. Who cares? Who cares which way the toilet paper
There's a fine
goes,
line so. Between zen and lazy.
It's not lazy. I probably get angrier about people who get angry about that. Like, I don't get angry about actually the toilet paper roll. I get angry when people are like, it's got to be a certain way. Then I'm like, oh, come on.
219.
My stuff.
219. Okay, finished the chores. Ready to read the paper. Where's the paper, honey? Thought you read it. Threw it out.
All right, I do that.
You throw it out without asking?
Well, just anytime he puts anything down on the counter that I think should be put away, I put away before he's used it. But don't put it down, man.
Here's one we haven't seen earlier. Toenail clipping.
Ew.
I keep the paper in the recycle bin.
And then just read it when you want to?
No, and then it gets thrown out, and I'm like, what happened to the paper?
Well, just go get it out of the bin, right? I mean.
But now it's in. And, well, not that It's too complicated.
And here's one. Here's one I guarantee you he says to me, to you, and has never said to his wife. 847. When my wife tells me what I like.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those where you're not saying that at home.
Uh-uh.
You're not saying that at home.
Well, yesterday I was in the car, and this is the weekend.
You sure you want to bring this up?
Ariana Grande is on. Great, great. I don't know if you've heard of her.
We're still on air.
Is right. that why you have that tattoo on your neck?
Yeah, that's why I have the tattoo. And I'm singing along. I'm kind of singing, and we're.
No.
Yeah, and my wife, and she says to me, this is the greatest thing she's ever said to me. She goes, all she says, you are a grown man. And I was like,
right.
And
you
I
showed
just,
her.
And I just, like, after about 30 seconds, turned the radio off. And it lingered. I was angry about that. I was seething because I was like, I should have the right in my car to like whatever I like. And in this moment, I like Ariana Grande, and I want to sing about it.
I so wish we could have watched you through your windshield at that moment.
We have that video. Yeah, we're going to post it to social. What's and the most important text of all, what's Opera Doc? That was the name of the Bugs Bunny opera chunk weird sketch
so good.
We were mentioning earlier.
Was that the Kill the Rabbit?
Yeah, Kill the Rabbit. That's the one. Yeah. And God, the cartoons now suck.
Oh, yeah.
Just awful.
There's one called Caillou.
Oh,
have you seen it, Justin?
It's terrible.
It's the noise you make when you sneeze.
And the kid is bald, and all he does is whine, and his mom doesn't wear a bra.
Yep.
That's the whole bit?
It's pretty universally much. Hated on the internet. It's like one of these where that usually there's a low threshold.
Honestly, is there any cartoon outside of The Simpsons that is good cartoon now?
No, I think there are. I think
Family Guy.
Yeah, Family Guy.
All right, instead of The Simpsons, and Family Guy.
Oh,
is there anything else?
Stuff. Adventure Time on Cartoon Network was great, and Regular Show, those kind of shows.
I really enjoyed the reboot of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Particularly when one of the monsters was the gluten monster.
Ah,
they're
sure.
being attacked by gluten.
Great. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's funny stuff.
Remember what my old friend, the late John Panette, said?
What?
Gluten. I don't know what it is, but apparently it's the stuff that makes food taste good.
That is correct.
8:53. Ann Johnsos is here, and she's going to read her book. I would have thought you would have read it by now.
Oh, well, Justin's got the book. Do you want me to read it?
I have one, yeah.
Oh, no, you mean...
you got to do a reading at the bookstall.
Yes.
Yes.
The 15th. So, actually, I'm about a month from now, I'll be at the bookstall
in
Winnetka.
People should make a note of it. And then what's going on the 16th?
It's called Louder Than a Mom. It's at Martyrs, which is on North Lincoln in Chicago. And moms and some dads get up and do sort of stand-up about... parenting. Have you done it, Justin?
I haven't, but Nicole Hollander, who does the Sylvia cartoon,
yeah.
She was one of the. She's been a part of that for years, and she is was on the show last week, so we talked a little about it.
One of the reasons I think people really like your book is because it touches on that. It's like it's okay to be really annoyed at being a parent at times, but also it's all funny if you take a step back from it.
Yeah, and the step back is kind of key, but everything they say after a little while is funny. And usually the joke is on me.
Yeah, and you got to have a sense of humor about it or you're not going to survive. Potty Mouthed, Big Thoughts from Little Brains. It's available for Father's Day, obviously.
Yes.
You should get three copies.
Right, because you probably have three fathers.
Well, depends on who you're talking to. But it is 2018. You might lose one, and then you've got one to gift.
Right, for your other father.
Along with the one you keep.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's the 80s sitcom, My Three Dads. We all remember it.
Exactly. Yeah, right. And a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what show you two are doing. Potty Mouth, how do we get the book?
It's at Amazon, so that's one way. But I looked on Amazon today, and it said 20 copies left. And I was like, whoa.
Well, let's get some more.
Yeah, we have more at the publisher. They'll send them out.
And with all the readings that you do, and you continue to do them around the area, are more and more people coming out and telling you stories about their own lives and their own relationships, what their kids have said?
Yes, and the idea, so I've got another book in the works that would be like this, but the real idea is to have everyone who's come up to me give me 5 conversations that were really good conversations with their kids when they were little. Maybe maybe you could do something about Abigail, but you give me the 5 conversations and I do an anthology, a compilation of the best funny things kids have said, because really no one wants my kids the entire time, right? So Justin, you could say what my I know we don't like to talk about Miles on the air.
No, we can.
It's a collection It's a collection of talks you've had with your kids.
Yeah, and
little things and big things.
And everybody has a great moment that's unbelievable. So I got one from a guy at my college reunion, and he said he was brushing his daughter's hair, and she said, "Ow, ow, ow!" And he says, "You know, sometimes being beautiful is painful." Mm-hmm. And his wife came down the stairs, and she was gussied up for something, and his daughter said, "Wow, you look painful."
See, those are perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing is, if you don't write those down or make a note of them, you're never going to remember them.
Yeah. Right.
So like Ross and Amy said hilariously brilliant things for years.
They still do.
They still do. But when they were growing up in the 90s, we didn't have pens and paper.
Right.
We just had town criers who would go from village to village.
Stone.
And tablets.
Tablets.
Yes. Tablets. The different kind of tablet. Yes.
When we were just in New York, Miles said to me in the cab when we were going in, he looked, he goes, "Man, the architecture here is top notch."
How old is he?
He's 10.
Well, of course, he knows his architecture.
He's crossing over into top adult notch conversation.
Miles Van Der Rohe.
Yes. Oh, notch. Nicely there done, Miles Van Der Rohe.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about your podcast.
Yes.
What's it called?
Apparently.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, a-parent-ly. Uh-huh.
Did you think about duh, apparently, for a minute?
That's my next one.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. No, yeah. I thought of it, and then I could only find apparently on the URL. Mm-hmm. So that was mm-hmm. like, hey, we'll go with that. It is a parenting podcast for absolutely average parents, and I co-host it with Tracy Huvelman Weiner. We met in 1994 when she was producing Spike Odell and I was producing Bob Collins.
Right, I got to tell my favorite part of the Tracy Weiner story. Producer here for 18 years?
No, six. But
no, you made it feel longer than that.
No, 6 years.
She only produced Spike for 6 years?
Yeah.
Okay, produced Spike for 6 years, produced me for 2 months.
Yeah.
And then got out of the business.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm. Although she will argue that it was because she...
Never liked me?
Okay,
that was the argument.
And actually,
it was a timing
thing. And you and I met at Tracy's wedding.
Yeah.
So, you know,
so
the world gets smaller.
Time.
It was magic time.
Yeah.
But so she is married in the suburbs. Her kids are about... Her daughter's 10 weeks older than my daughter. Her son's a few months older than my other daughter. We're raising them at the same time, parallel universes. And she is... If you listen to the podcast, she laughs like a cartoon character.
I told you the other day on the phone. She's got the Art Norman laugh. She's the female Art Norman.
It is so much fun. And when I edit afterwards, I sort of, you know, monitor the levels. And I always have to take her levels down because her laugh is... And then, but I just want to play it again and again and again.
Yeah, it should be your ringtone.
It should be.
So where do we get the podcast?
WGNRadio.com. You can go into the podcast. You can go to Plus, and then iHeartMedia or
iHeart. Well, basically any place you get podcasts, including TuneIn and iHeartMedia, and wherever your podcasts are available, you can pick it up there.
Yeah,
and you're doing one a week.
Yes. So we just cut our Father's Day episode yesterday that we'll play. But we've done youth sports and, you know, the craziness that is.
Which one was I on? Was I on the debut episode?
You were on debut where we talked about ghosts in the nursery. And
am I going to get rebooked or did it not go well?
We'll talk about that later. No, it went very well. And in fact, thanks for that boost because we really are just, we're booking people for their audiences.
Potty-mouthed.com, POTTY-MOUTHED.com. That is where you go for all things related to the book, for all things related to the podcast. You can go to WGNRadio.com and pick it up there. Any other social we need to mention? You want to give out your phone number or your email or anything?
Yes, 555. No, but apparently does have a Facebook page. So on Facebook, if you go to a-parent-lee, you can find it there. And then we love hearing from people. The Father's Day podcast was fathers who actually called in and told us their favorite advice from their own dads, which was kind of cool.
I don't know if mine was advice because it was get me a beer.
And then whack at the back of the head.
That was the remote. I had the first remote in our neighborhood, so my father would smack me the number of times for the channel he wanted. So channel 2, channel 5, channel Fox 32 was not good for me.
Thank God there was no cable.
Right, exactly. Great to see you.
Great to see you.